我要非要受洗不可。
And so after that instant, when I come back, I feel that I must be baptized.
我首先感谢我的耶稣。
As I firstly, I need to thank my Jesus.
救了我。
He saved me.
还有第二件事。
And then also, there's a second thing.
就是那个我那有一次我在华人超市买东西。
And so once I was in the supermarket buying things.
我就拿了一份书叫同路人。
And I pick up a newspaper called Men of the Same Way.
我就翻了看，我看到有那个王明理的这个事迹。
And yeah, I saw that in there that was an article by a brother Michael Wong.
我看的时候，我六十多岁。
And when I look at it, I'm in my 60s.
从来没有一篇文章我看到我流过眼泪的。
Because I haven't read any article for the past 60 odd years that have moved me in tears.
但是这个同乐人的这个文章，这个完美的事情，我看到我这个眼泪，我就流。
And yet, after I read the article by Brother Michael Wong, I would just start weeping.
因为我太感动了。
I was so moved.
这个我完美的，我前几年我第一次见面，第一个人就是他。
And I feel that the first one I come to church that I met was him.
但是我对他的事情我不蛮了解。
And yet I know nothing about him.
我把同乐人一看。
But then after I read the article,
他的事情我就一目了然了。
And then now I start to know about him.
他这个行善积德。
And I see that he's doing a lot of many good works.
他为我们教会付出了这么多心血。
And even the church have made so much sacrifice.
还有那个金钱和那个物质上面，他付出捐献那么多。
And not only in sacrifice in money and also in materials.
我是特别的感动。
And what most moved me.
他是我最感动最这个真挚的人。
And that what really moved me.
所以我要我的下决心，我一定要受洗，加入我们的教会。
And so that time I make up my mind that I must be baptized.
就是现在我的人来了，我的心也来了。
And so now I come in person and also my heart's here too.
就是我们这个年纪，在中国这个年纪是最不幸的一代人。
And yet in China, people of my age is the generation that doesn't believe in.
我们这个六十岁正要吃饭，正要发育的时候，我们这个六七岁，
So when we were 6 or 7 years old, that's the time of our growth, most growth.
我们又碰上这个赶上这个三年四的灾害。
And then so we want to keep up with the world.
当时一碗白米饭就是最大的欲望了。
So at that time when I was 6 or 7 years old, I was growing up, but it was because of the Chinese Cultural Revolution, I have nothing, and it was the only thing I want is a bowl of rice.
我记得当时我们家有为了一只母鸡。
And I believe that in my whole house, there was just only one hen.
母鸡呢就每天就下一个鸡蛋。
And so that hen every day will lay one egg.
当时我的弟弟小一些肯定是他吃的，对不对？
And because of a younger brother, so it was always given more to him.
那个鸡蛋就是蒸，每天有就是蒸一个鸡蛋就蒸给他吃的。
And yet there's only one egg, and every day we fight over who's gonna eat the egg. But then at the end, he ate the egg.
后来我的弟啊，我等到吃完了，我都好把那个碗的这个鸡蛋那个饭了，我都倒进去笨了就是活着吃，我就等他吃完。
And so, even to me, was I have to wait until my younger brother finished eating, then I will take his bowl and try to scavenge anything left behind.
他们饭吃完了，他说我，我也笨饭，他也笨饭，他也饭了要倒去，他也笨了吃。
But yet, when my brother see that, he said, I also want to do the same.
就当时把我气死了，我说我等了半天，我说你有个空碗嘛，你给我笨的饭了，那我闪的喂到了，你或者你也吃。
And yet, I was so angry because I have been waiting for all day just to eat what's left, and yet you still want to fight with me.
后来我们都说吧，是不是啊？我们要受教育，学那个是文化吧。
So later on, we all have to grow up and go to study.
后来又碰了个十年浩劫。
And then we also come to the 10 years of Cultural Revolution.
后来读那个高中啊，也不叫读，那就是叫混，叫混那个高中。
And so even in our high school, we are not really going to attend school to study, but we are just there to waste the day.
后来宿舍完了之后，又下放到农村。
And afterwards, after we finish studying, we have to go to work in the countryside.
后来又结婚了，要赶那个计划生育，要死。
And so after I got married, and yeah, it come to the one child policy.
后来希望生育又生一个，后来之后参加工作之后，他又下岗失业。
And yeah, after I had my children and grow up, and then yeah, I met up that we have to leave work to make room for the younger generation.
好，好的，当时工厂政府给了我们13,000元，就叫着走了。
And all they given us was about $10,000 and asked us to leave.
后来自己出来打拼，好不容易过上了这个那的好生活吧。
And then later on, by through my own way of living, I get something for do something for living. That life was getting a little bit better.
我现在要跑了来，要当三个残疾人。
And yet we come to Australia and suddenly become disabled. And because I don't understand any English, I become blind, become dumb, and become deaf.
所以说我今天我们在这里我找到了我最后的归宿。
And then today I can really testify, I found where I belong.
我的教会，我的基督，我的耶稣。
And I found my Jesus, I found my church.
感谢我的耶稣。
I thank my Lord Jesus.
赦免我的罪。
And to forgive my sins.
使我复活。
And given me resurrected life.
重生。
And to born again.
这里有我的兄弟姐妹。
And here I have many brothers and sisters.
这里有问候。
And here they care about me.
有温暖。
And here there's warmth.
没有阶级斗争。
And没有 and there's nothing of just backstabbing and fight, inward fighting.
我愿把我的下半身。我愿意把我的下半身。
I'm willing to commit the rest of my life.
交给我的神，我的耶稣。
I give it to my God and my Lord Jesus.
好，这个时间有关系，我不能讲了。
Okay, thank you. Because of time, I'll stop here.
我真是很少在这么多兄弟姊妹面前呢说话。
I very rarely that can stand up before brothers and sisters and to speak.
昨天我们谈到受浸的事的时候，我跟我的女儿还有我的姊妹在商量在说。
So yesterday when I was discussing about baptism with my daughter and my wife.
那么最后决定，今天呢由我的女儿来做见证，因为我。真是很打怵在这么多人面前说话。
And so we decided that just ask our daughter to stand up and to share our testimony and to represent us because I really know how to speak.
昨天晚上呢，因为要受浸了，心里真有一些小激动。
And so last night, because today I'm going to baptize, I was quite excited last night.
没怎么睡好觉。
And so I didn't really sleep well.
那么现在呢，这个思维呢也很难控制。
And even now, even my mind was still very excited.
但是今天在整个受浸的过程当中，实在是让我们全家感动。
And yet today, throughout the whole baptism meeting, my whole family is moved.
那么我经常跟我的姊妹说，我们何能能够得到主耶稣这么大的爱
？And I keep sharing with my wife.And say that what is in us that make us able to receive the love of God in this way.
尤其是今天看到这么多的兄弟姊妹在由主耶稣的派遣来为我们受浸做这么多的服务， 我们真是很受感动。
And so even today, seeing many brothers and sisters and here serving throughout the baptism, we are really touched.
那么我们一家，正像我女儿刚才说到那样。
And just like my daughter shared with you earlier, for my whole family.
自始至终，在主耶稣的帮助，主耶稣的引领，主耶稣的恩惠的照顾下。
We have experienced that the Lord's guidance, got the Lord's help, and also the Lord's leading.
我非常感谢我女儿刚才说的那段话，那么是只有在主耶稣的引导下，她能说出的话，这也是我第一次听到的。
And I really think when my daughter sharing said it's by the leading of the Lord that we can share here. It's the first time I heard that.
那么就是她的母亲，就是我的姊妹呢，由于呢这个在小学教书。那么对学生的那么要求，那么一直在他小时候呢，一直那么要求他，他始终呢有一些抱怨。
And so as she shared before that because my wife has been a primary school teacher, she has a very high demand against my daughter.
但是自从他认识了主以后，他的变化，我们始终是体验到，我们始终是看到的，这也是影响我们为什么信主的原因。
And so my daughter always have a grudge in her heart against her mom, but then after she was saved, we can really see the change in her life, and that's what really touched me and my wife.
那么主在我身上的体现呢，那么追溯到在很多年前我在学英语。
And what the first time I come into contact to know about the Lord Jesus is many years ago when I started to study English.
那么我在当时呢，因为学英语的条件有限，那么我在搜寻这个收音机里的英语台的时候
，And so in those days it was very difficult to learn English. So the only way I have is to listen to the English radio station.
偶然间我听到了福音台的，那么在讲经，当时用英语在讲经。
And yet in the English radio station, sometimes they actually have a program that which is actually sharing the gospel.
那么我当时的的确确的不认识主。
And that time, I don't really know the Lord.
那么当时有一句话呢，对我深深的这个影响。
And yet, there's one word that was shared there that has affected me quite deeply.
当时呢，英语是这么说的 ：Jesus Christ, who was died as punishment for my sin.
And the English was sharing that Jesus Christ, who died for the punishment for my sins.
对这句话，我当时真是一点不理解，主要是还是不认识主。
And though I listened to that, and it leave behind a deep impression, but I don't know the law and don't know its meaning.
但是这句话对我的影响是，在我很困难的时候，在我遇到很多麻烦的时候，这句话时常出现。
And yet, throughout my life, when I experienced many difficult moments, and yet, amazingly, this word will appear in my heart.
那么，让我感觉到平安。
And when this word came surface in my heart, then I feel a peace.
那么我们家呢，后来呢，从东北的一个小城市，走到北京，又走到这个悉尼来。
And so as our family, we live from a little town in the northeast to went to Beijing, and then from Beijing we came to Sydney.
那么我从我们小城市迈出的第一步，我遇到的一个很奇妙的事情。
And the moment when we have to leave our little town, I have come across something very strange.
当时呢，我的一个朋友介绍我到一家外企。
And one of my friends, he actually introduced me to work in a foreign company.
我去到那个公司，在展览会上，我在展览会上要接受面试。
And so during one of the exhibition, I was need to do an interview.
那么这个秘书，一个女秘书接待了我。
And so a female secretary actually interviewed me.
那么这女秘书同时说她的老板要面试我。
And told me that also the boss wanted to interview me.
然后呢，这个女秘书就匆匆忙忙的回到广州去了。
And so that secretary just left in a hurry to go back to Guangzhou.
这个展览会呢是在北京。
And yet the exhibition was in Beijing.
那么我当时没有听清这个女秘书说这个老板的名字。
And because at that time, I do not really catch the name of the boss when the secretary told me.
我也没听清这个女秘书说在那个酒店里的哪个房间。
And I didn't even hear clearly about which room in the hotel the boss was staying.
那么我呢，只知道这个酒店是在北京的一个地方，是中国大酒店。
And then I only know that it is just a China, it's a China hotel in Beijing.
那么我就匆匆忙忙第二天早上赶过去了。
And so in the second, the next day, I just went there quickly.
那么我到前台，我说我要找这个公司的一个先生。
And so I went to the actual registration desk, and then I told them that I'd like to meet someone from this company.
那么这个前台的接待员问我说这个先生叫什么，房间叫什么，在哪个房间。
So the receptionist asked me, what's his name and do you know which room he stay?
那么我当时没有听清楚，所以我也说不出来。
And because I didn't hear clearly, I couldn't tell them.
那么我后来猛然间想起了他们公司一个搞技术人的名字。
But yet at that moment, I suddenly remember one of the technicians, the name of the technician.
他这个搞技术人叫司徒，我就当时呢就说我要找司徒。
And so his name was Sitos.
那么然后呢，这个前台呢就告诉我在哪个房间，在几楼。
And so the receptionist told me where it is and in which level.
等我敲开了这个门，我问里边那个主人，我说司徒先生吗？
So when they opened the door, I knocked at the door and they opened the door and asked them that you are Mr. Santos.
这个人突然间跟我说，你怎么知道我太太的名字？
And then he asked me, how did you know the name of my wife?
这个人就是我要面试我的老板。
And yet he was the boss that was going to interview me.
那么这一步对我们全家来说，对我个人来说也是很关键的，因为我们从小城市走到北京的第一步。
And this was a very critical to our family because moving from a small town to came to Beijing and was really depending on this opportunity.
在这个整个的我们从小城市到北京到悉尼，我现在认识到了主在一直在寻找我们。
And I believe now looking back, I know that even from the moment we left our little town to go to Beijing, even come to Sydney, it's the Lord that has continually seeking us and leading us.
我非常感谢教堂，我们去的教堂，我非常感谢这里的兄弟姊妹们。
I really thank the church meeting that we attended and also the brothers and sisters that are here.
让我们认识了主，更进一步认识了主。
So that we can know the Lord more deeper.
我也非常感谢我的女儿，把我们后来我们到悉尼来，她把我们带到教堂来。
And we really also thank our daughter that after we came to Sydney, that she had brought us to the church.
这是主恩在做工。
And we see that it's God's grace at work.
这是主在召唤我们。
It's God's grace calling us.
那么我们深深地感觉到我们是罪人。
And truly in our heart, we know that we are sinners.
那么主为什么要给我们这么多的恩惠？
Why does the Lord still want to give us such grace?
那么我们用什么来感谢主，用什么来报答主恩？
And how can we pay back and how can we give thanks to him?
那么今天我们经过了受洗。
And today we're baptized.
我们在今后要荣耀主。
And so from now on we need to glorify the Lord.
这是我一点点的认识。
And so this is my sharing. Thank you.
今天我很激动。
Today I'm really excited.
也很感恩。
And also grateful.
高兴的都说不出话来了。
I'm so happy that I can't express myself.
先做自我介绍。这里
有一部分的人可能还不认识我。
Firstly, I want to introduce myself, because some of you might know me well.
我姓林，大家可以叫我林弟兄。
My surname is Lin. You can call me Brother Lin.
我是 Linda 的爸爸。
I'm Linda's dad.
是叶小东的老丈人。
Brother 小东's father-in-law.
我今天说得很短。
I'm going to say something very briefly.
长话短说。
I will cut my words in short.
英国首相丘吉尔说。
The ex-prime minister Churchill in England.
他说要他讲一整天的演说。
If,
不成问题。
He can talk for one day without any problem.
要他讲五分钟，把所有的问题都讲清楚。
If somebody wants him to talk only for 5 minutes to explain everything, it's not easy.
所以我今天要讲的话是很多，但是要讲清楚不大容易。
Today I have many contents, many words to say, but it's not easy to explain in a short time.
我是1936年在印度尼西亚出生的。
I was born in Indonesia in 1936.
出生没多久，母亲就抱我到教堂去受点水礼。
Not long after that, my mom just took me to the church to have the sprinkle.
大家可想而知，那么小的小孩怎么懂是为什么要受洗？
So,
也不懂怎么。得救的问题。
As a small baby, I wouldn't know what was the salvation and how to get saved.
那时候我什么都不知道，太小了。
I didn't know anything.
后来回国以后，
Then I come back to China.
念中学、念大学，又受到无神论的教育。
After I came to back to China to study, I was affected by Atheist.
直到退休以后，来到这个澳大利亚。
After retirement, I came to Australia.
我一到澳大利亚，就在我们这个教会开始在阿塔门。
Since I came to Australia, I just joined this church from Ataman.
在这个教会，我得到属灵生命的喂养。
And I got spiritual nourishment in this church.
以及弟兄姐妹们的帮助
and the help from brothers and sisters.
我的姐妹，我家里的我的姐妹也不止一次劝我要去受浸
and my sister, my wife encouraged me many times to get baptized.
丁弟兄也说
Brother
你一定要受浸
Brother Dean also reinforced that I need to be baptized.
可是我的年龄当时就已经很大了。
But I was at quite a mature age at that time.
说老实话，有点不大好意思，人家会笑你，你为什么这么大才受浸
？To be honest, I was a little bit embarrassed because
全家人都受洗了，你这样，我女儿、女婿、我儿子、我媳妇，都受浸了。那我就我一个人，还没有受浸。
I was embarrassed because all my family members, my daughter,
说老实话就是这个爱脸皮，
to,
不好意思。
To be honest, just want to save my face.
越拖越久越大，越不好意思。
The longer it stays, the more mature I am and more embarrassed I become.
后来。有一天圣灵感动我
One day the Holy Spirit moved me
让我一下子觉得
Suddenly I feel
我已经超过80岁的人
I'm over 80 years old now
余下的日子不多了
And there won't be much long left
趁着还有今天
I should grasp this opportunity
所以我就勇敢地前几个礼拜就勇敢的去拿一张那个受浸的 表格。
Then a few weeks ago, I
我主动登记。
I took the courage to get a registration form for baptism.
我认为不能再等了。
I think I cannot wait any longer.
并且马可福音十六章十六节的里边说的。
And in Gospel Mark chapter 16,
十六章十六节说。
Verse
16. 信而受浸，必能得救。
Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved.
我就可以在上帝面前、众人面前，做见证。
Then I can be a witness before God and all the people.
我已经与耶，今天我已经与耶稣基督同死、同埋葬。
Today I've been buried with Jesus and died with Jesus and also resurrected with Jesus.
现在耶稣已经复活了。
Today Jesus has resurrected.
要是福音朋友要问我耶稣在哪里，我可以很骄傲地说耶稣已经活在我心中。
If any gospel friends want to ask me where's Jesus, I want to say Jesus lives in my heart.
现在我旧事已过，已经变成新造的人。
The old has gone, the new has come.
归入基督。
And I belong to Jesus.
一生到老，永不偏离。
And all life long, I will follow His steps.
虽然我还会软弱，还会跌倒。
Even though sometimes
但是我深信耶稣会牵着我的手一直走到我剩下的日子，天天陪伴着我一直到老，永不偏离。
Even though sometimes I might be weak and fail, but I believe Jesus will take hold my hand and guide me through all my journey to the end.
我很喜欢唱的一首歌
my favorite
278，能不能请师兄姐妹谈一下，让我们大家一起唱
My favorite hymn is 278. Can we please sing together? 278.
就是但愿耶稣的美丽从我显现，就是歌。
May Jesus' beauty be reflected on us. Thanks, everyone.
姐妹她她说
很多顾虑，所以呢我今天还是很勇敢的能够上来跟大家一起见证我从不信到信的过程。
Sister, she want have a lot of worry and scare in the front of people, but she have still have encouraged to come here to say to share how can she believe in Jesus Christ.
我能够受浸的，真的很感谢这里的福音主和很多兄弟姐妹对我的帮助，依令啊，这个小燕啊，还有很许许多多的那个兄弟姐妹。
嗯，给我欢迎啊 ，Today she can baptize. Indeed, thank you for another sister here in the like Yiling and like Hannah and yeah.
更要谢谢那个龙茂和龙茂那个弟兄把我介绍到这里来。
And the brother 龙茂 who in the Auburn Church.
介绍的对，因为我来澳洲已经很多年了，所以呢，我去过很多的教堂。因为我的家庭背景是基督教，所以呢，每次碰到困难就会跑到教堂里面去。
嗯，各位。I came to Australia for many years. I have visited a lot of church. Every time I come to church, is where I have trouble. So I go to church.
就是碰到，如果是小孩上学、小孩升学、小孩工作，我每次都是觉得好像只有主能够帮我。
Because I was born in a Christian family, so every time when my son, like going to another level school and have a problem, I always go to church because I believe only Jesus Christ can help me.
但当一切都很顺利的过去的时候，我又不去教堂了。
But every time when the thing will pass.Get a soul, I just forget to go again. I'm not going to church anymore.
但是到的可能是还是基督耶稣还没有放弃我。
So I think today I can baptize. I think it's Jesus Christ, He's loving, never forsake me.
当我觉得一切很顺利的时候，我又搬到了这里来。
Now, when everything is settled, I move to the North Bridge, closed here.
So, 我感觉上是好像什么都一切很什么都好了，但是我觉得心里非常空虚，我也觉得非常就是所有的朋友都因为都住在不一样的地方，上帝感觉上就是上帝把我放到了这么一个地方来，让我能够归于跑到教会来。
Now, outside looks everything settled, but inside actually very empty. So I think it's Lord bring me to the here.
通过这里的那个福音主，让我更接近神了，使我认识到以前的信跟现在的信是完全不同的。
After every time I'm visiting the gospel talking, I know the God is much more.
最让我学会的是学会了感恩。
The most important thing I learned thankful.
学会了，因为以前的只是索取。
Before for the goal, I only asking. Now I have more thankful.
是，然后呢，处理，当我有了这种感恩的心。对一切的事物看到的都是一些正面的东西。
After I have a thanksgiving heart, and look everything is different.
就像刚才龙弟兄讲的一样。
Just like the brother Long said.
前段时间我正好要参加那个申弟兄的那个追思会。
Yeah, just remember the brother, 孙汉光弟兄 funeral.
我从楼梯下，我们家门口是一个十几阶的那个石头这个楼梯，我摔下来了。
I prepare to attend the meeting. When I go down the stair, in my house is a stone stair. I fell down that day.
我真的像龙弟兄一样的，真的是自在直教，真的是觉得，哎呀，我是应该参加到主耶稣那边，为什么还会让我摔下来呢？我那时候就第一个就感觉，哎呦，我真的要死了，因为这个都是石头。
When the accident happened, I just let the brother know. I cry out, Jesus, save me. Because I feel very dangerous, very scared. Because it's more than 10 stairs, it's a storm stair.
但是这次呢, 就是真的像以前的不同, 我没有退缩, 我觉得神在我心里, 我没有死, 我只是很, 只是受伤而已, 所以呢, 这次我就很有体会的学的, 这是, 我真正的信了。
After this accident, also the bone was fractured, but I have more faith, strong. I think God can help me. I have more confidence, more faith on Jesus Christ, even after accident.
就是在家庭的那个处理的, 就是说和我先生的关系上面也是一样。
Like family things, have a relation with my husband.
我以前只看到他的缺点, 一点不会觉得他有优点。
Before I look at him, all is his problem, his weakness.
现在,
never think about what's good
yeah,
is he.
现在是让我, 每次我就觉得我为什么要迁就呢? 但是我现在就会不同的看法, 学会接受, 学会就是需要他的优的地方, 也要接受他不足的地方, 所以我现在觉得我的心真的是改变了好多。
Now I feel I've changed a lot. I also can accept his problem. Why before think why we always think about his bad thing? I also can think about his good side.
是我今天非常开心，因为因为我去了教会，我先生也去了教会，所以呢，我们在真的是主神的主意，我们今天同一天受洗，尽管他不在我们这个教会。
Today I'm very, very happy and joy. After I go to the church, my husband also go to another church. And my husband today also baptized, but in a different church.
真的非常感谢大家。
Thank you, everybody.
因着时间的关系，我们今天这个见证的分享就停在这里。
Because of time, our sharing of testimony have to stop here today.
如果还没有机会分享的，你可以把你的见证写下来，然后递交给我们文字组的弟兄姊妹们。
If you haven't actually shared your testimony, you can actually write it down and then give it to our literature group, literacy group, and they will publish it.
我们可以包括在下一期的那个橄榄树里。
And we can even print it into the Oliver magazine.
在我们结束之前，我们先有一点的报告。
So before we conclude the meeting, we have a few announcements.
我们先要欢迎第一次来的新来的朋友们。
Firstly, we'd like to welcome the newcomers. First time be with us.
林达林，有没有在？ 出去了。下面一位是，对不起，如果我念错，请你原谅，不是很清楚，迷。 米水莲是吧？好，请你站起来，我们欢迎你。
Welcome.
我们也邀请你跟我们一同用午餐。We'd
like to ask you to stay for lunch.
下面是姊妹聚会的报告，今天下午我们有常例的姊妹聚会。So
the next announcement is about the sisters' meeting this afternoon.
是今天下午1:30到3:00。
It's from 1:30 to 3 o'clock.
地点是在后面的副堂。
It's in the back hall.
今天聚会分享的内容是完全饶恕。
So today's sharing is from Total Forgiveness.
是分享这本书的第二章完全饶恕的检验标准。
And so the sharing from the chapter 2 from this book is the total forgiveness, the standard for total forgiveness.
所以我们, 欢迎也鼓励姊妹们都能够参加。
And so we'd like to invite and encourage that sisters can attend.
还有一个聚会是关于信徒造就聚会的报告。
The next announcement is about the basic truths are meeting.
那这个信徒造就聚会打在屏幕上面。
So the basic truths meeting is printed at the top.
所以已经信主了，已经受浸了，怎么样子在主里面成长。
So for the brother and sister that have been baptized, how do you grow in Christ from now on?
怎样往下扎根，向上结果。
And how do you grow deep roots and also bear fruit?
也怎样的来更多的追求认识主。
And also to know more about Christ.
所以为着栽培刚受浸的弟兄姊妹们。
So just to help the growth of the newly baptized brothers and sisters.
所以从每个月第一个主日的下午有信徒造就聚会。
So the first Sunday morning of every month, there, in the afternoon, there will be the Basic Truths meeting.
所以我们同时也欢迎所有愿意追求认识主的弟兄姊妹们参加。
And also like to invite any other brother and sister that also like to attend to come.
所以第一次的是从六月份开始是在六月份的第一个主日是下午一点半到三点。
So starting from June will be in the afternoon from 1:30 to 3 o'clock.
内容也有诗歌，也有读经分享。
And so the the content includes the song singing, sharing a gospel, sharing of Bible studies, and also sharing books written by Brother Stephen Kong.
所以我们也欢迎弟兄姊妹们参加。
And also like invite other brother and sister can stay behind and attend.
长青团契也有一个报通知。
The Evergreen Ministry also have an announcement.
那就在6月1号就是本周四。
And so in the 1st of June, which is this coming Thursday.
我们上午10点一刻到中午12点也有一个我们每个月一次的长青团契聚会。
And so from 10:15 to 12 o'clock in the morning, there is a once a month evergreen meeting.
这次聚会的分享是交通你对于洪杰弟兄特会信息的领受。
And so the fellowship for this time, this meeting, is sharing of the message given by Brother Yi Hongjie.
同时也有感恩和见证。
And also giving thanks and also testimony.
代祷的事项。
And also praying for one another.
如果你要想参加，想更多了解这一次的长青传契聚会的话。
So if you want to know more about the detail of this evergreen ministry,
请你跟谢明宝弟兄联系。
And please get in touch with Brother 谢明宝。
聚会完以后，大家也有一同用餐。
And after the Evergreen meeting, there will be also having lunch together.
所以也诚恳邀请中老年的弟兄姊妹们、福音朋友们能够踊跃参加。
So I'd like to invite any gospel friends or any middle age or older age brother and sister to come and join.
在我们结束之前，我们唱一首的诗。
Just before the concluding of the meeting, let us sing one hymn together.
每一次当我们听到刚受浸的弟兄姊妹们他们的见证。
Every time when we heard the testimony of the brother and sister that newly baptized.
我心里面总是有一个的惊奇。
And so in my heart, is always feel so amazed.
因为不管怎样，每个人主在每个人身上的工作都是不同。
Because God's word in each one of us is different, is unique.
主借着很多不同的环境。
And God used many situations,
不同的事情
and many things,
很奇妙的把我们拯救出来
and amazingly saved us.
所以当我们在听到这些见证之后
so when we hear and heard the testimony,
一面我们真的也受到鼓励
we ourselves are being encouraged.
同时我们也要把一切的荣耀归给神
and also we like to give all glory to our God.
所以我们一起请大家站起来唱大本诗歌第一首。
So let's stand up together and sing hymn number one.
唱完之后我们请陈磊弟兄跟我们祷告然后结束。
And so at the end of the singing, we'll ask Brother 陈磊to close in prayer.
山林，荣耀归于至高神，荣耀归于至高神，荣耀荣耀荣耀荣耀荣耀归于至高神，荣耀荣耀荣耀荣耀荣耀归于至高神。
请大家仍然站立。
Please remain standing.
请我们大家低头，我们有一点祷告。
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢。